17. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjali Hare, Jai Radha Madhava Kunjali Hare, Gopi Jana Vala
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajika Charja Astutoshita Sri Shiman His Divine Vishala Bhai Charnarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajika Charja Astutoshita Sri Shiman His Divine Vishala Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Nama Charja Haridas Thakur ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shishi Gornitai ki jai, Shishi Radhavallabha ki jai, Shishi Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol, all glories to the Sama devotees Hare Krishna, all glories to the Sama devotees Hare Krishna, all glories to the Sama devotees Hare Krishna. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Shri Guru, Shri Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottama Devim Saraswatim Vyasa Tato Jayamudiraya Nasta Praishu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 1. Chapter is entitled The Manus Administrators of the Universe. Today we'll read text 17 and 18. Please repeat after me. Shri Shuka Uvacha Iti Mantropanishadham Iti Mantropanishadham Vyaharantam samahitam Vyaharantam samahitam Dvistvasura yatu dhana Dvistvasura yatu dhana Jagdum abhya dravan shudhai Jagdham abhya dravan shudha Shri Shuka uvacha Iti mantropanishadam Vyaharantam samahitam Jistvasura yatu dhana Jagdhum abhyadravankshudha Shishuka uvacha Iti mantropanishadam Vyaharantam samahitam Dristvasura yatudhana Jagdum abhyadravankshudha Please chant. Shri Shuka vacha Iti mantropanishadam Yaharantam samahitam Jisvasurayata dana Jagdham ubhyadravan krudha Shishako vacha Iti mantra panishadam Vyaharantam samahitam Jisvasurayatudana Jagdam abhyadravan shudha Shishuka uvacha Timantropanishadam Yaharantam samahitam Jisvasurayatudana Jagdum adyadravan sudha Vaishnavis Shri Shuka Uvacha Iti Mantra Upanishadam Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Iti thus Mantra Upanishadam, the Vedic mantra uttered by Swayambhuva Manu, Vyaharantam, taught or chanted, Samahitam, concentrated the mind without being agitated by material conditions. Drishtva, upon seeing him, Asuraha, the demons, Yatudhanaha, the Rakshasas, Jagdham, desired to devour, Abhyadravan, running very fast, Shudha, to satisfy their appetite. Shukadev Goswami continued, Swayambhuva Manu was thus in a trance, chanting the mantras of Vedic instructions known as the Upanishads. Upon seeing him, the Rakshasas and Asuras, being very hungry, they wanted to devour him. Therefore they ran after him with great speed. There's no purport here, so I'm going to read the next verse, text number 18. Tamstatavasitan viksha Yagna sarva gato harihi yamai parivrito dever hatva shastat trivishtapam. The Supreme Lord Vishnu, let's do the word for word, tan, the demons and rakshasas, tata, in that way, avisitan, who were determined to devour Swayambhuva Manu, Riksha, upon observing Yajnaha, Lord Vishnu, known as Yajna, Sarvagataha, who is seated in everyone's heart, Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yamahi, with his sons, named the Yamas, Parivritaha, surrounded, Devahi, by the demigods, Hatva, after killing the demons, Anshasat, ruled, taking the post of Indra, Trivishtapam, the heavenly planets. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The Supreme Lord Vishnu, who sits in everyone's heart, appearing as Yajnapati, thus the Lord, accompanied by His sons, named the Yamas, and by all the other demigods, killed the demons and Rakshasas. He then took the post of Indra and began to rule the heavenly kingdom. Purport. The various names of the demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Indra, and so on, are not personal names. They are names of different posts. In this regard, we understand that Lord Vishnu sometimes becomes Brahma or Indra when there is no suitable person to occupy these posts. Tamstatava sitan viksha yagna sarva gato harihi yamai parivrato dever hatva sha sat trivishtapam. Om Jnana Tremendasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Dena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Rupa Shri Yutta Padakamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raganatam Vitam, Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha, Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So my obeisances to all the devotees. Thank you for this opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. And I seek all of your blessings so that I can be in good consciousness and share something of value from Srila Prabhupada's teachings and the teachings of our beloved acharyas. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. So, there's a saying in Hindi, Ham jab yojana banate hai, to Krishna haste hai. Which means, if you want to see Krishna laugh, tell him your plans. We have a certain expectation for how events will turn out. We are performing our activities and we think, oh, I'm doing this, so everything should be nice and fine, and I'm doing my bhakti, I'm doing my devotion. Everything should go according to how I desire that it goes. But it's not always like that. Even if we're deeply devotional, we may encounter some difficulties and obstacles and appearing to be calamities in our lives. These do often occur because this is the material world. Padam padam ye vipadam natesham. That in this material world, there's danger at every step. One time, I was going for an Ayurvedic treatment around 2001 in Bhaktivedanta Hospital in Mumbai. And at the same time I was going for my Panchakarma, I was very blessed because His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and His Holiness Jai Advaita Maharaj were also doing Panchakarma at the same time. And also His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj was also in the hospital undergoing treatment. So it was a wonderful sadhu sangha in the hospital. And it was nice. I was playing Tenpura and reading Chaitanya Charitamrita for the Maharajas when they were getting their treatments done. And it was wonderful association. At one point, His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj, he started retaining a lot of liquids and they thought he might leave his body. So he called me and he said, I want you to come and sing Sri Rupa Pada Padme, the song for Rupa Manjari, which is what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati asked to be sung when he was leaving his body. So I went there with all the Maharajas and we sang that song for him. But luckily Maharaj, he recovered somewhat and later traveled to Mayapur and left his body there. Now, during the course of this Panchakarma treatment, there was a young lady, devotee from Germany, in her early 20s, who had come from Germany to also undergo this Panchakarma treatment. And during a routine massage, it was discovered that she had a lump in her breast. And when they did an examination further, they found that she had an advanced stage of cancer and she had only 6 months to live. So she was really shocked. She had come just for a routine Panchakarma Ayurvedic treatment and then found out she had 6 months to live. So then she asked to meet Parampuja Radhanath Swami Maharaj and have a personal audience with him to take his guidance, how to cope with the situation, the very difficult, challenging situation of imminent death. And Maharaj agreed to meet her and asked me to sit in the room with them while they discussed. So I was also there like a fly on the wall. You know, I was just there with them. And after hearing her story, Maharaj gave her the advice. He said, I'm giving you this homework. You have to learn this verse. And he quoted one verse from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where Lord Brahma is offering his prayers in the 14th chapter to Lord Krishna. And the verse goes as follows. Many of us will know the verse. Please repeat after me. Tatenukampam susamikshamano. Tatenukampam susamikshamano. Bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam. Bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam. Vidvag vipur bir vidadanimaste. Vidvag vipur bir vidadanimaste. Jiveti yo mukti pade sadaya bhak. Jiveti yo mukti pade sadaya bhak. So this verse means that, oh my Lord, I've committed so many terrible activities in this lifetime. I've committed so many abominable activities in my previous lifetime. Whatever suffering I'm going through now, I actually deserve much worse. And you're only giving me a token of the punishment that I actually deserve. And this is only for my own purification. A devotee who can pray in this way with a grateful heart, the kingdom of God becomes his rightful claim. So this is a very profound prayer that we can turn to when we come into obstacles in our life and we see great difficulties and we're saying, Krishna, why me? Why you're doing this to me? I'm a good devotee. Why am I having so many problems? And we see the situation today, in today's verse, with Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhuva Manu is a good devotee. He's doing his service. He's deep in meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We just heard a whole series of verses, a whole section of verses, where Swayambhuva Manu is explaining how wonderful is the Lord. The Lord is great. And how great is he? He has no beginning. He has no middle. He has no end. He's not touched by the modes of material nature. He's the greatest personality. So he's deeply in meditation on the Supreme Lord and meditating on the Lord's qualities and how great is the Lord. And then what happens to him? Do the demigods start showering flowers? No. There's a group of rakshasas that are hungry. They're chanting, Mahaprasade Govinde. And they start chasing after Swayambhuva Manu to have lunch, you know. Here in the mandir, five times a day, right? Prasadam. But the rakshasas are hungry. They're not getting anything. So they see Swayambhuva Manu as the perfect candidate for a meal. So how would you feel? You're here peacefully chanting japa. All of a sudden the doors burst open. Some hungry rakshasas come in. It's very, very dangerous. Sadhu, saudan. But he could understand that the Lord would help him. And that's what happened. Tams tata vasitan viksha. That those demons and rakshasas, avasitan, they were determined to devour Swayambhuva Manu. Yagna sarva gato harihi. So then, Yagnaha is Lord Vishnu, known as Yagna. Sarvagata, he's seated in everyone's heart as Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yamaha parivrito dever, that he came with his sons named the Yamas, parivritaha, and they killed the demons and the rakshasas. Hatvasha sat trivishtapan. They killed the demons. And then after killing the demons, Trivishtapam, they ruled taking the post of Indra, Trivishtapam, the heavenly planets. So in the purport today, Srila Prabhupada says that the various names of demigods Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Indra, and so on, are not personal names. They're the names of different posts. So this is very interesting that there are different personalities that take the posts of these are positions. It's like President, Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister. They're not specific people, they're actually posts. One time I was traveling with Parampuja Radhanath Swami Maharaj in New Vrindavan in America, North America. And I was traveling as his personal assistant. And we went to a program. I was carrying his harmonium and his song books. And we were coming back from the program in the evening, 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And we got back to the temple and one package had arrived for me, one parcel that I ordered from a music store. Those devotees who know me know I'm very interested in music and musical instruments. And so a package came from a music shop and Maharaj said, "What is that?" And I said, "It was a synthesizer." A synthesizer is an instrument that makes many different varieties of sounds. So I said, "Maharaj, with this, I can make every sound in the universe." And Maharaj said, "Really? Can it make the sound of Lord Krishna enlightening Lord Brahma within his heart?" And I said, "No, it cannot make that sound, Maharaj." And then Maharaj laughed in his famous way, the way he laughs. And then he said, "You should be careful, Ekalavya Prabhu, or you may take birth as Lord Brahma." So in this way, it's also a danger for us that if we get distracted into materialistic things, "Oh, I want to create this, I want to create that," then we also may end up occupying one of these posts of the demigods. So therefore, it's very important that we keep this procedure, this process of sadhana bhakti as a priority in our lives and the principle of pure devotional service as our topmost goal. Anya bilasita shunyam, anya jnana karma anavritam, anukulyena krishnanu, shilanam bhaktir uttama. That Rupa Goswami explains the topmost process that we should aspire for is anyabhilasita shunyam, that our alternative desires for karma and jnana, for fruitive activities, speculative knowledge, they should be shunya. Shunya means zero. They should be brought to zero. Anukulyena krishnanu, our service to Krishna should be anukul, favorable. And this is called uttama bhakti. This is the topmost platform of bhakti. And this is the process that Srila Prabhupada taught us that we should aspire for. Srila Prabhupada concludes the purport today by saying, in this regard, we understand that Lord Vishnu sometimes becomes Brahma or Indra when there is no suitable person to occupy these posts. So this is interesting that we have some important posts in the universe, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra, and these are responsible positions, and not just anyone can occupy these positions. We need an appropriate personality. Just like when we're planning the succession of our community, we need to find the appropriate persons that are qualified to handle these big posts. As Aniruddha Prabhu and I were discussing yesterday, that the qualification is required. And sometimes a qualified person is not available for these universal posts like Brahma or Shiva or Indra. So in that case, Lord Vishnu himself takes one of those posts. So it would be great if we had some posts in our community that we needed and we didn't have a qualified person. We could just ask Lord Vishnu to step in. But I don't know if that opportunity or option is with us. So therefore, we should seek to become qualified in order that we can support our community to the best of our capacity. So becoming qualified means following Srila Prabhupada's standards and his morning program as best as we can, regularly reading Srila Prabhupada's books, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, Nasta Prayeshu Bhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttama Shloke, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. It is a very strong heart-cleansing activity, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And most importantly, daily taking shelter of the holy names, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, it's also interesting to note in this section that when Swayambhuva Manu was attacked by these Rakshasas, what happened? The Lord came personally and protected him. The seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is called Poshana, or how the Lord protects his devotee. And we see that in the example of Prahlad Maharaj being protected by Lord Nisingadev. And in this section today, we hear how Swayambhuva Manu is protected by Yajna. So this is an important principle in our tradition. And in the early 1970s, when devotees were in Los Angeles, a group of ruffians threw a pipe bomb, into the temple room, and there was an explosion. And luckily, no one was seriously hurt. But Srila Prabhupada introduced at that time the chanting of the Nrsingadev prayers for the protection of ISKCON, the protection of the devotees, and the protection of the spiritual master. So then that's when devotees started chanting, Namaste Narasinghaya. Prahlada Lada Dayine. Hiranyakashipu Vakshaha. Shila Tankana Kalaye. Ito Nishrim Ha Parato Nishrim Ho. Yato Yato Yamitato Nishrim Ha. Bahir Nishrim Ho Hridaye Nishrim Ho. Narasingham Adim Sharanam Prapadye. So devotees started regularly chanting these prayers as part of the sadhana on the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, praying for the protection of the Lord, Poshana. And we also see a further extension of this in Mayapur, in Sri Mayapur Dham. In the late 1970s and early 1980s, when devotees were first developing Sri Mayapur Dham, the ISKCON center there, there were thieves, there were robbers, and there were dacoits. And one night, April 29th, 1984, at 12:30 a.m., 12:30 in the morning, 35 dacoits attacked Sri Mayapur Dham. They had bombs, They had pipe guns. They threw one of the bombs and poof, it blew off the leg of Bhakti Marg Maharaj. Not Bhakti Marg Maharaj, Bhakti Raghava Maharaj. So now when we meet Bhakti Raghava Maharaj, he has only one leg. That was from that event. And they shot Ekadashi Prabhu from the UK in the arm. His arm was filled with pellets. So fortunately, the devotees, they fought back and they chased off the robbers who escaped with a deity of Srimati Radharani and also a silver Vyasa-san worth 75,000 rupees, which was a lot. It's still a lot. And the police were looking for them and it was very problematic. And that time, His Holiness Bhakti Bhanu Swami Maharaj, he was there, one of the senior devotees. And Bhanu Swami Maharaj, he said, we need to do something to protect our devotees. We need to do something to protect our deities. And one senior manager there in the temple said, we should bring a form of Lord Nrisingadev to protect us. Sri Nrisingadev Bhagavan ki jai. So devotees agreed, it's a good idea, because there was a precedent for this. In the earlier, the temple in the yoga pit has been attacked, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur, they agreed and they installed a deity of Sri Sri Lakshmi Nrisingadev that time. And then there were no further problems there in the yoga pit after that deity installation. So devotees started making drawings and they drew a very fierce form of Lord Nrisingadev. And one devotee named Atma Tattva Prabhu, he carried that drawing to South India, to Tamil Nadu, I believe. And he met some sthapanas, those that are carving deities. And he appealed to them, please carve this deity. And seeing the form, the sthapana said, this is Ugra Nrisinga, this is angry Nrisinga. And he's coming out of the pillar, he's the most angry, he's Stanu, Ugra Nrisinga. We cannot carve this form. This will be very inauspicious for us. This will be very inauspicious for you. Not possible. So Atma Tattva took his drawing and went from sthapana to sthapana to sthapana to the different devotees who carved the deities and appealed to each one in the village, and none of them would agree to do it. So defeated, Atma Tattva, he went back to Mayapur, and devotee said, try again, try again. So again he went down to Tamil Nadu and presented his drawings to that sthapana. Is it sthapana, the person who carves it? Sthapati, thank you, sthapati. So he went to visit the sthapati again, and the sthapati said, I can help you with the drawings, but I will not carve the deity. So he helped him develop the drawings, and again, Atma Tattva went sthapati to sthapati, and no one would agree to do it. And he appealed to the original sthapati, please help us. And the sthapati said, I will ask my guru. And if my guru agrees that I can do it, then I'll do it for you. So he sent a message to his guru. And it was a very sweet message, as we can hear. Yeah. And the message came, maybe by that self, maybe that's the call. And the message came that, why should this deity be carved? And who is it for? So the sthapati said, it's for ISKCON. They're having difficulties in Mayapur. So the guru said, oh, if it's for ISKCON, yes, you can do it for them. So then the sthapati agreed to start work on the deity of Lord Nrisingadev. And Atma Tattva Prabhu asked, how long will it take? And the sthapati said, 6 months. So after 4 months, Atma Tattva Prabhu came back, said, I want to see the work. Is Lord Nrisingadev ready? And the sthapati says, I have not found a stone yet. So Atmatattva said, stone? Why? There's so many stones around here. What's taking you so long? So the Stapati says, I am not carving a grinding mortar and pedestal. I'm carving a deity. I need a special piece of stone called living stone. And living stone, you know if it's living because you can tap it in seven places and it makes a musical sound. Bing, 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 bing. And also a beetle, a special kind of insect, can eat its way through the stone, leaving a clear path. Then you know the stone is a living stone. So Atmatattva, he was saying, well, I hope you find the stone. Where is the stone? Eventually, the Stapati found such a stone, and it took him 12 months to find it. And then he had his assistants carve it into a rectangular cube so he could start carving. And for weeks, the Stapati was just meditating, looking at the block of granite. And then after a few weeks, he started making some chalk designs, and then he started carving. And when Atmatattva Prabhu saw the work that the Stapati was doing on the deity, Atmatattva Prabhu was just amazed that so beautiful, such nice intricate designs, and there were armlets and different alankars and ornaments carved into the deity, so beautiful. So for some reason, the Stapati, upon finishing completion of the deity, decided to do the pran pratishtha himself. He opened the eyes of the deity. So the deity was present there. And then the Stapati said, well, I finished my work. Let me go and visit another town for a few days. I'll come back. Lord Nrisimhadev will be all right in my workshop. I'll just keep the door locked. Everything will be fine. Now that time it was the rainy season. There was a lot of rain. Everything was wet. But the workshop had a bamboo thatched roof. So then the Stapati got a phone call from the other villagers that your workshop is on fire. Nrisimhadev wants to go now. Come back. So the Stapati ran back to this workshop and he saw there was a big fire and he immediately phoned Atmatattva Prabhu, come and pick up your deity. He wants to go now. He'll destroy everything. Come, please come now. So Atmatattva Prabhu immediately got in a truck and filled the truck with sand and traveled back to Tamil Nadu and came to pick up the deity of Lord Nrisimhadev. Now, he needed government permissions from about five different government agencies, the tourism department, the antiques department, the roads and thoroughways department, this department, that department, five different government officials' permissions he needed. And each government official wanted to see the deity before giving permission. And as soon as they saw the deity, immediately they gave permission. Lord Nrisimhadev was already present there. So I heard this account secondhand, what I'm going to share with you now, someone who spoke with Atmatattva Prabhu, one friend of Atmatattva Prabhu. So he shared that after they very carefully lifted the deity into the truck, and it was not easy because that deity weighs more than 1 ton. So after managing to lift the deity into the truck in the sand, they began the long drive from Tamil Nadu to Mayapur. And Lord Nrisimhadev really wanted to reach Mayapur. And on several occasions, they would stop for a rest break to have some prasadam or to use the washroom, or for whatever reason, the truck would stop. They would get out. And then they would see the trees were catching on fire around the truck, which is really amazing. I've not seen that written in any account, but someone shared with me that Atmatattva Prabhu shared this with them, that they would stop the truck, get out, and the trees around the truck would catch fire. that Lord Nrsimhadev wanted to continue and come to Mayapur. So then Lord Nrsimhadev reached Mayapur. There was a grand festival for 3 days in 1986. And devotees who are, Atmatattva writes in his account that he was concerned because there were not a lot of elaborate rituals. But there was a lot of chanting of Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Srila Prabhupada had mentioned in 1975 at the installation of Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan that we're inviting so many priests and pundits locally from Vrindavan to do the rituals of installation, pran pratishtha, but the most important element of the pran pratishtha is the congregational chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Prahlad Nrsimhadev was installed in Mayapur, and since then no other deities have been stolen, and things are going more smoothly. And this year I was fortunate to participate in the Lord Nrsimhadev's wing of the temple of the Vedic planetarium being opened, and I was actually there to participate in that festival. And it's so wonderful to see that the devotees of Mayapur, the TOVP department, is managing such a beautiful temple for Lord Nrsimhadev. And from there, Lord Nrsimhadev will protect the devotees of ISKCON, spiritual master, and the entire universe. Sri Nrsimhadev Bhagavan Ki Jai. So here in this verse today, we're hearing about how Swayambhuva Manu is being attacked by Rakshasas, but Lord Vishnu is personally coming to take care of him and kill those Rakshasas. And in the same way, we see again and again, the Lord descends to protect his devotees. Paritranaya sadunam Vinashaya chaduskutam Dharma samstapanataya Sambhavami yuge yuge. Pritranaya sadunam, to give protection to the devotees. Vinashaya cha duskritam, to kill the demons. Dharma samstapanataya, to establish religious principles. Sambhavami yuge yuge, I appear again and again from millennium to millennium. So here in today's section, again, the Lord is appearing. So I'm going to stop here, and I'm going to ask if there are any questions or comments or reflections. Yes. Can we have a microphone, please?
Maharaj, thank you for the class. Personally, I find Srimad Bhagavatam quite confusing. I hope all of us know that Srimad Bhagavatam is a glorious story of Sri Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam has 10 subjects, as you've mentioned. One is to protect the devotees. Another is the history of the Manus. And I just wanted to appreciate how we can see in today's verse that Krishna himself comes to protect the Manus. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Krishna is so kind. He comes to protect them and give us topics to discuss. Mach chitta mach gata prana bode antas praspara. Thank you so much. Anyone else would like to share anything? Yes, go ahead. One, two. Why don't you give it to her first? She's here. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the wonderful class. Maharaj, there is the explanation in the Bhagavatam that said sometimes Lord Vishnu, sometimes become Brahma or Indra, where there is no suitable person to occupy this post. And then I don't mean want to offend Lord Indra. Many times Lord Indra was doing mistake like attack Krishna in Vrindavan, and then like almost kidnap Hiranyakashipu's wife and others, but still he's dear to Lord, to Krishna. Could you please explain this, how we can understand this? What is Indradev do until he is still, Krishna still forgive him?
So if I understand your question correctly, you're asking how is it that even demons are dear to Krishna? Is that your question?
Yeah. Because after there are so many stories, he do some mistake like attack Krishna with the rain, and then kidnapping Hiranyakasipu's wife, and then
like Shishupal.
Yeah.
Shishupal was so obnoxious to Krishna, but still Krishna loves Shishupal like that. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. My question is. Still he can be, Krishna forgive him, still he become Indradev, Indra.
You're talking, but you're not talking into a microphone.
Yeah, my question is, even though he do so many mistakes, still Krishna forgive him, and then still he become Indradev.
We make mistakes in our life, and this may not be pleasing to Krishna, but eventually we manage to come to Krishna. So Krishna says, Shamoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshosti na priyaha eva janti tumam bhaktya mai teteshu chapyaham. Krishna says, Shamoham, Shamo means equal, aham. I'm equal to everyone. Shamoham sarva means all. Bhuteshu means living entities. Krishna says, I'm equal to everyone. Name dvesho, I'm not envious of anyone. Na priyaha, I'm not partial to anyone. Ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya, but one who engages in devotion to me, ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya, mai te teshu chapyaham. I become a special friend to him, and he becomes a special friend to me. So whether we're demons or whether we're, whatever situation we are, Krishna's equal. But if we get an opportunity to do some service, then Krishna will help us. Krishna will help us. For every one step we take towards Krishna, Krishna will take 100 steps towards us. So the role of devotees is very, very important in society. Because devotees give people in general an opportunity to step towards Krishna. There's a process called agyata sukriti. Agyata sukriti means doing something good. Sukriti, agyata. Gyata means knowing. Agyata means not knowing. Giving people an opportunity to do something good for Krishna without even knowing. And then that person has a good opportunity to come closer and closer to Krishna. I'll give you an example. One time when I was a college student, I was visiting New York City in the summer. And I was just busking my way around New York City. Do you know what a busker is? A busker is a musician who plays on the road and gets donations from the public, just from playing music. So I was doing that, and I had very little money. I had about $25 to my name. That's it. And I was in a New York City subway car, a train, like a local train. And somebody got on the train and said, We're feeding poor people. There are starving people. Please give a donation. So I said, well, I know Krishna will feed me. I know God will feed me. So I have $25. So I gave him $5, which was a big portion of my income at that time. And he took it. He was very happy. And he gave me a sticker. And the sticker had a picture of Lord Jagannath on it. So he was actually a devotee doing some fundraising, hopefully using that money for some devotional service. So I take it that was one of my initial contacts with devotees, that I did some seva. I gave my $5 for some seva without even knowing that it was for Krishna. So in the same way, when devotees go out and chant on the street, like here in Melbourne, we do every Friday, Harinam Sankirtan. People who are walking on the street, they may have so many different moods, like you're saying. They maybe have a demoniac nature. But just by hearing Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, hearing is also devotional service. So just by hearing the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that gives them some agyata sukriti. It gives them some sukriti, some capacity to advance in devotional service. So Krishna is equal to everyone. But devotees, they give people an opportunity to do some seva for Krishna and thus become dear to Krishna. Does that answer your question? Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Okay, she had her hand up and then you have the last point.
Maharaj, thank you for the nice class. Maharaj, you had mentioned how His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj in the hospital had told this Mataji to remember this verse, Tattenu Kampa. And also we read in Kunti Maharani's prayers that she says, she asks Lord Krishna to keep on giving her misery so that she can see Lord Krishna's face again and again. But on the other side, in Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, he says, Soham Priyasya Sureda Paradevataya, to Krishna, to please rise me above the three modes so that I can peacefully remember and meditate on your form. So what should be our prayers? To thank Lord Krishna for all the problems he is giving us, or to ask him to rise us above the three modes and may peacefully meditate on his form?
Thank you for your nice question. If I understand your question correctly, you're asking what should be the mood of our approach to Lord Krishna. Should be like Lord Kunti, like Kunti Devi, asking that, let me have miseries and calamities again and again so I can remember you. Or should be like Prahlad Maharaj, asking for protection to be above the modes of material nature and remember Krishna. So as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, followers of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya is a bhakta avatar. He sets an example for us. He teaches us how to act and how to, what our mood should be. Just like a teacher would write on the board, ah, ah, e, e, ooh, ooh, a, I, o, ow, aha, or a, b, c, d, e, f, g, like that, showing an example. So Lord Chaitanya also shows an example for us. He offers a beautiful prayer. I especially love the fifth shloka of Shikshastakam, which we're encouraged when we chant our japa to pray in this mood. I nanda tunuja kinkaram patitamam vishame bhavam budo kripaya tava pada pankaja stutaduli sadrishim vichintaya. That, oh, son of Nanda Maharaj, I nanda tunuja, I am your eternal servant. Yet somehow I'm fallen into this ocean of material suffering. Please take me out of this ocean and place me as one of the atoms of your lotus feet. So this is a wonderful mood, that it's very healthy for us to pray. We see Kunti Maharani's prayers. She's such an elevated Vaishnavi that we must be careful not to imitate her mood, but the prayers of Lord Chaitanya, the mood of Lord Chaitanya is something that we can safely aspire for and imbibe. That being said, we cannot legislate how people should pray. So everyone may have their own mood of how to approach the Lord. They have their own relationship with the Lord. But generally, the mood of Lord Chaitanya is advocated and advised and recommended for devotees. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Anyone like to say more on this topic? Aniruddha Prabhu, anything you would like to share? No, he's good. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, last question or comment.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the class. Actually, my question was that, like, although Indra, he wanted to, like, kind of, like, vanquish, like, destroy all the residents of Vrindavan and also Lord Krishna himself, but still Krishna forgave him. But why, when the demons, they wanted, their motive was only to kill Krishna, but then why did Krishna have to kill them?
So, thank you for your question. Let me see if I understand your question correctly. You're asking that why the demons, they only tried to kill Krishna, and why did Krishna kill them? Was that your question? Okay. So Krishna had a relationship with Kamsa. Kamsa and Krishna. Do you know who Kamsa is?
Yeah, Krishna's uncle.
Krishna's uncle, his mama, right? His uncle. And they had a special relationship. And the relationship was that Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna, right? So how did Kamsa endeavor to kill Krishna?
By sending demons.
By sending demons. So they had the mission. That was their job. That was their duty, to try to kill Krishna. Kamsa had sent them. That's why they specifically targeted Krishna, because that was their mission from Kamsa. And then why did Krishna kill them? Because it's his leela. Because Krishna's bhoktaram yajna tapasam. Bhokta. Krishna is the enjoyer. And Krishna enjoys all kinds of activities. He enjoys speaking Bhagavad Gita on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He enjoys dancing with the gopis in the rasa dance. And he enjoys killing the demons also. And this way Krishna also benefits the demons, because anyone killed by Krishna gets liberation. So Krishna is actually doing them a favor. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes, Maharaj. And actually, like, Indra, he wanted to harm all of the residents of Vrindavan. So why didn't Krishna kill Indra?
Can you repeat your question, please?
So Indra wanted to harm everybody.
Indra, okay.
Yeah. So, like, why didn't Krishna kill Indra?
Why did Krishna kill Indra? It's an interesting question. Actually, in Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear that Krishna doesn't kill Indra. Krishna forgives Indra. What's that?
She was saying, why did not?
Why did Krishna not kill Indra? Oh, okay. So, Krishna is Lila Purushottama. He performs his Lilas. And in this particular Lila, he did not want to kill Indra. And also Indra comes in the category of Krishna's devotee. Indra is also performing devotional service. So he's in charge of the rain, right? Indra's in charge of the rain. And the rain is making the grass grow, right? And who's eating the grass?
The cows.
The cows. So, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Go Jagadachaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namaha. So Krishna loves the cows, Krishna loves the Brahmanas, and Indra's doing service for the cows and the Brahmanas. Ma Mad Bhakta Puja Bhyadika, Krishna says in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that worship of my devotees is even greater than my own worship. So Krishna is very pleased when the cows and the brahmanas are taken care of. So Indra is doing a lot of service. We mentioned before, shamoham sarva bhuteshu name dvesho stina priyaha. That ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mai te teshu chapyaham. That anyone does service for Krishna, then Krishna becomes a special friend. So Indra's in that category. He's a devotee. He's a mixed devotee. He's not a perfect devotee. He makes some mistakes. Trying to kill everyone in Vrindavan was a big mistake. But still, Krishna forgave him. And Krishna loves him because he serves Krishna's devotees. He's a devotee of Krishna also. Does that answer your question? That's why Krishna didn't kill Indra. He forgave him. He had more service to do. If he got killed, it would be a problem. Maybe Krishna would have to do the post of Indra himself if there wasn't anyone available. Does that answer your question?
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande.